You're listening to another interview with Big JD right here on the Jabbercast. For more Big JD, visit www.bigjd.com. For more interviews with Big JD, visit youtalkingtome.ca. That's the letter U, talking, the number two, me, youtalkingtome.ca. My guest, Deborah Chennault-Green, has been involved in Michigan film, theater, and television for a while now. She's involved in many aspects of this great industry that's really booming in Michigan, especially due to the recent tax incentives being offered. It's allowed her to meet and work with names like Drew Barrymore, Wesley Snipes, Robin Givens, and she not only writes, acts, and directs, but she helps newcomers to the industry as well. All right, welcome to the show, Deborah. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Maybe we can start a little bit with some of the things that you've done in local film. And I know you're involved in theater as well and writing. And you've been in some films that were recently, or parts of them were shot in Michigan. I know you were extra on some films. You worked with Drew Barrymore, a film with Wesley Snipes. Can you tell us about some of these?
Yeah, it's been really great since the incentives and the films are coming here now. We've had the opportunity to get some of our actors to working. I had the opportunity to work in Drew Barrymore's Whip It, which was a blast. I also worked in a series called Hung, which was done for HBO.
Mm-hmm.
I did also America, the Rosie O'Donnell movie. That was a great film. Also, Vanishing on 7th Street, which has not been released yet. I met Wesley Snipes on Game of Death. And I also did You Don't Know Jack, about Jack Kevorkian. Those two haven't been released yet. But those are some of the movies that are coming, have come here and are coming here and giving opportunity to actors here in the city.
Yeah, that
we didn't have before, which is awesome.
Obviously, that's what our show is on today here on the Jabbercast, the incentives and the film industry, television industry in Michigan. And you did mention that you did do some work for television, HBO.
Yes, that was great. Actually, the specials were Hung, America, and the other one was You Don't Know Jack. Those were made for television. I've also done some student films with Wayne State. Wayne State has been doing some great work with their students, and they've put out some excellent work using a lot of the actors here in the city. These things have been going on before Hollywood even came here. So we've always had great theater and great film work being done here in the city. It's just that we have more of an opportunity now to showcase what we've learned, what we have accomplished, and we're being used now. There's also an undercurrent going on now trying to get a sustainable film industry here in the city. So that, you know, because incentives come and go. So
right.
If the incentives leave, we want to have something here that we can count on that'll keep our people working.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
You're also involved with Ladies First. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, Ladies First. Exciting. I did a play a couple of years ago called Affairs, which was written by this wonderful, awesome writer, Vanessa Lynn. Her thing is mystery. So even though she does plays, urban plays, it has a twist because her work is done with a little bit of mystery involved. I went to her and I did my first audition, and on my first audition, she gave me the lead role in her play, which kind of floored me, you know, which was an awesome, awesome opportunity. After we did Affairs, she met and merged with Angela Beryl Dunlap, who has been in the play business for years and years and years. And they merged and formed a company called Ladies First Entertainment. Ladies First Entertainment did their first play called Deranged in October of 2009 at the Millennium. Mm-hmm. It was a great cast, Robin Givens and Keith Washington. Great turnout. It was a huge success. They're now endeavoring to do another play coming from the 23rd to the 28th of March at the Music Hall called Church Girl. So they're doing some awesome things here in the city. They're giving actors an opportunity to work, not just actors, though. They're also giving dancers and musicians an opportunity to work. And I really think it's fantastic. So becoming a part of Ladies First has really been a great opportunity for me.
Yeah, it's great how these opportunities really open up a lot for other artists as well, like you mentioned, dancers and musicians and things like that. You also do directing.
I'm helping with some smaller playwrights on some things now here in the city on the level of like church plays and smaller plays. I'm helping to direct and do stage work and just giving them some, you know, some input on the things they can do to make their plays better, or, you know, writing wise and picking actors, some casting things I'm doing. So it's really a community of people helping people. You know, you get into this acting community and you go to different auditions and you go to different things and you run into some of the same people and you get a chance to network. And so when you have something that comes up, then you can help each other with the projects. I just went to an awesome show recently called In the Blood, and it was directed by a young man named Sean Rodriguez. And In the Blood sort of merged urban and classic theater together, or traditional theater together. You know, where at a time it was sort of separate. You would have urban theater on one side and you would have traditional theater on the other side. And, you know, they really didn't mix. But this particular project, it sort of mixed the two, and I really thought that was wonderful, because when you do that, you give more people a chance to work, and I thought that was awesome. So there's some great things going on here in the city now.
It takes people like yourself to help with that and help pay it forward. I mean, you're not only acting and directing and things like that, but you're helping other people. And like you say, networking, it's a lot about networking in the industry.
Oh, yeah, it's important. It's important to pay it forward. And that also opens a lot of doors up. You know, a lot of more opportunities to work with younger people. You know, I got started late in this game, and for me, it's a pleasure to help other people, you know, so they can fulfill their dreams.
What are your, do you have some future projects in the work?
I'm working on a couple of more books. I've published a book called Back to One, I Invite You Into My Serenity, and it's a book of poetry and prose. Basically, it's a chronicles my life. I'm working on two more books. I'm also working on a couple of screenplays. I've gotten some great ideas for a couple of screenplays. So I'm trying to stay busy. You know, you get an idea and you can't get it out of your head, so you have to go with it.
You're obviously very talented, very creative, and it's great that you're helping others as well. Do you have a website or anything like that if anybody's interested in Ladies First or following maybe what you do?
Yes, I have a couple of websites for you. My personal website is www.Deborah, well, I'm going to spell it out because it's kind of long, www.deborah-green.com. And also ladiesfirst.net. And then that way you can find out what's going on with Ladies First. They have a few things coming up. Church Girl is coming up in March, but they're also working on a huge epic play called He Lives, which is based on the life of Jesus Christ told through the eyes of Matthew. And it will be touring starting in the beginning of 2011. So, you know, you can keep up on what's going on there. Also, you know, the auditions will be posted there. So those are my two most important websites. You can find out more information about the things I'm doing and also about the things Ladies First are doing.
Publications, are they available through your website as well?
Back to One is available through my website. There's a link there where you can go right to the link and purchase the book.
Great. We really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us on the Jabbercast and share all the wonderful things that you're doing and your involvement in Michigan's theater, film, and television industry.
I appreciate you having me, JD. You have a great day.
Take care, Deborah. Thanks. You've just listened to another interview with Big JD right here on the Jabbercast. For more Big JD, visit www.bigjd.com. For more interviews with Big JD, visit youtalkingtome.ca. That's the letter U, talking, the number two, me, youtalkingtome.ca.